This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordaga. Good again! Three from the same spot. for Braylon Gourdon here. Loose ball rebound. Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Quick Sharoo. Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He's on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under. Banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left. It goes to Mesher. Back door. Colleen. Great feed. Colleen layup. Got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Gourdon here, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Chappie, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewee. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewee caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. CC Borchers down the left side of the lane, flips it up with the left hand, and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
CC Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my, did he get away with a travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
You got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Kaiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping to jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer just put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee from here at New Bremen. We've got one fine game for you tonight as the New Bremen Cardinals, having won 7 straight, try to upset the second-ranked Jackson Center Tigers here in the Cardinals gym. It should be quite a contest. New Bremen really rolling. The Cardinals 6-5 at one time. Got rid of the shoulder pads among those early season losses. One to Rushi. We covered it here on scoresbroadcast.com. A couple players were out. Thiemann and Zeller, they're back. In fact, Aaron Thiemann had 16 last night. David Holman 12 as New Bremen rallied, beat Parkway, but a dozen points on the road. 50-38, trailed by 10 early on in that game. Jackson Center blew out Fairlawn. That was expected, Chuck. 65-20, easy win. But how about this? In the first half, Jackson Center goes 5-for-5 on two-pointers, 5-for-7 on three-pointers. Jackson Center now 51% shooting on the season from all over the floor. Wow.
Yeah, that's the reason they're the number two team in the state.
Yep.
They play outstanding defense. This year, their offense is equal to their defense, and that makes them a real force.
Yep, giving up just 30 points a game as Jackson Center, scoring about 52 or 53. The Tigers were right at 53 on Tuesday night, beating Lima Central Catholic by a score of 53-44. In fact, the LCC coaching staff after the game remarked, we played a tough schedule. Lima Central Catholic has all year long. We played D1s, we played 2s, we played D3s, and we played Jackson Center, which is probably Division 2A. That's what Lima Central Catholic thought of the Tigers, who bolted to a 17-point lead in that game early in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center won in the end by 9. I'm not previewing this game as the first ever football clash between New Bremen and Jackson Center, but I tell you what, New Bremen would love it that way. The Cardinals state championship football team was part of a presentation several minutes ago. 7 of the young men recognized on that football squad play hoops. They were adorned in their basketball unis, the shorts, the t-shirts. Second time in 3 years, by the way, New Bremen has earned the D7 state football championship. But New Bremen would like a rough and tumble physical game tonight, I'm sure. Jackson Center wants to get out and go. Yeah, New Bremen will run. Interestingly, this is one of those seasons, Chuck, when I think that the opponent would like to pull the reins back against Jackson Center, which is very explosive with a lot of firepower on the offensive end. Yeah, good defense too, but it's maybe Scott Elkert's best offensive team in his 24 years.
I think the combination of the two is definitely his best team. New Bremen's going to want to get physical with Jace Mullenauer. They're not going to want him to have a free rein going across the lane, catching square and turning. They're going to want to put a body on him, bump him when he goes across the lane. Don't give him any free runs in the basketball game tonight. See how the game's going to be called. That's a key, because if they're calling it tight early, you got to back off. But they want to get physical. They want to knock Jackson around a little bit tonight if they get away with it.
Yeah, that's a very good point. How will the game be called? We were just greeted here at Media Row at New Bremen by the three officials, and I asked them just that. How will you call the game? And they said, we will call it as we see it.
Oh, I heard him say we're going to call it like it's an NFL game, so we're going to be horrible.
Well, you can't be that bad. You can't be that bad and it not be accidentally bad all the time. Boy, those NFL official staff were horrible. We'll see a much better officiated high school basketball game here tonight. And hopefully it lives up to the quality of the two opponents. It probably will.
Yep.
We saw a very tough game to officiate this afternoon
at
the Fort Laramie gym. The Redskins girls defeated Findlay Liberty Benton 51-46, an upset. Liberty Benton ranked number 10 in the state in Division 2. Fort Laramie, number 2 in the state in Division 4, knocked off Findlay Liberty Benton. Fort Laramie led about 95% of the game, deserved to win it.
Yeah, they did.
As you said at the wrap-up time today, Fort Laramie deserved every bit of that today. They outplayed Liberty Benton from darn near start to finish.
Well, they out-rebounded a much taller team by 15, out-rebounded them by 8 on the offensive glass, and went 9 of 10 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Just the opposite of what happened to them Thursday night when they got their loss at Rushi.
Right. Jace Mullenauer, about 15.5 points a game for Jackson Center, 6-plus rebounds. Nolan Fark, 11 a game, right behind Jace for the New Bremen Cardinals. Aaron Thiemann is at nearly 13 a game. He shoots 33% on threes. And Alex Homan, Evan Eich, Dylan Bambauer, David Homan, all between 5 and 7 points a game. We've set the stage for you. We'll return in 3 minutes with more starting lineups, opening tip, just around the corner here tonight from New Bremen. Terrific crowd on hand. It'll be noisy. The contest will be dynamite. Should be a fine evening of high school basketball right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today. This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tipp City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello, once again, I'm Jack along with Chuck here at New Bremen. New Bremen Cardinals 13-5 on the year, 5-2 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Losses to Rushi, Ottoville, St. Mary's, Coldwater, and Marion Local. Winners of 7 straight. Jackson Center Tigers have won 18 in a row since a season opening setback by a point on the road against Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for certain. Jackson Center Tigers want to stay out of foul trouble. Get Fark and Molenauer going. Camden Reese has got to be physical and stay on the floor. And New Bremen wants to make it a rough and tumble game, that's for sure. Aaron Thiemann can shoot the three. He needs a hot night to match Molenauer, if at all possible. Key building components for these two clubs this evening. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Jackson Center, New Bremen. It is the Shelby County Athletic League against the Midwest Athletic Conference tonight from the Cardinals Gym. Stay tuned. We've got the tip-off next. Starting lineups around the corner. I'm Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Jackson Center Tigers, New Bremen Cardinals about set to go at it. Should be quite a scrap. Chuck, Jackson Center's won 18 straight. Next week, it is on the road at Houston, home with Riverside. Probably two more wins.
Yeah.
18 in a row, now won by Jackson Center. Any advantage to having the 18-game win streak broken, suffering a loss tonight, heading into the tournament. Last thing I want to do is wish a poor performance on Jackson Center. But you hear some people talk about, yeah, you might want to lose one right before the tournament so you can pump the team back up again. Any truth to that?
Well, I coached for 30 years, and I never went into a game thinking, gosh, I hope I lose this one tonight. So I don't think there's any merit to that at all.
Thank you for your input. I appreciate it. I'm sure head coach Scott Elkert and the Tigers are thinking nothing but full steam ahead. Let's close out the campaign with 21 in a row after losing the first one.
Well, they would love to end up here about 28-1 and take a big trophy home is what they're shooting for.
Keep in mind now, tomorrow is the tournament draw. Voting ended today at noon. It's got to be Jackson Center, the one seed at the Pickwick Boys D4 sectional tournament. Rushi, the number two. Fort Laramie, the three. Botkins, the four. At Troy Christian, more than likely, the one seed down at Troy. Also in the mix, right behind the likes of Cedarville and Springfield Catholic Central. Down at Cincinnati Princeton, maybe the top two teams are Cincinnati Christian and Riverview East. And then three district winners at the UD Arena in a few weeks will be joined by a club from Columbus, which will come over for the D4 regional at Kettering-Fairmont-Trent Arena.
Well, and normally, I mean, a couple of years ago, Newark Catholic came over, and they were a terrific basketball team, but usually the team in Columbus, they don't try to get over and have to play a team from this area in the district. They want to avoid that if they can.
That's why you often see the number one, number two seed in Columbus stay put, choose the central district that remains home.
Absolutely.
For the New Bremen Cardinals, Aaron Thiemann at guard, 6 foot junior, joined by Cooper Scheib, a 6 foot senior out front, Alex Holman, 6'2", a senior, Evan Eink, a 6'3", a senior, and David Holman, a 6'1", senior. That's the opening five. Head coach Corey Stevens will play about 10. Corey's been here 5 years, done a great job at the helm of the New Bremen basketball program. Right away, Jackson Center wins the tip, and Grant Elkert chucks up a three from the left corner. It is no good. New Bremen gets the rebound. Aaron Thiemann down the floor. Misfires from long range. Good rebound inside. Evan Eink, 6'3", senior, averaging 6.5 a game. Gets the offensive glass and knocks it down. New Bremen leads it 2-0. Oh, good entry pass on the arc. Roberts hits Fark, cutting to the rim, catches, little turnaround four-footer is good. We're tied up at 2. Jackson Center defensively, Nolan Fark, Jace Mullenauer, Grant Elkert, Bryson Roberts. Let's see who Camden Reese is guarding.
He's got Eink.
Yes, he sure does. Eink, a 6'3 senior, being checked by Camden Reese in the post. Straight away, it's Thiemann. Right now, Fark on him. Here's a switch handoff to Eink. Behind the arc to David Holman. Hit the elbow on the right. He clunks a 16-footer off to the left. Fark's got the rebound. Here's Jackson Center ahead, top of the circle, 90 seconds played, game tied at 2. Bryson Roberts, left corner, Jace Mullenauer, around one man, another to the rim, missed it, no good, got the rebound back and scored. Defense by David Holman, he was tough, but Mullenauer just a bit quicker.
Yeah, I got a quick second jump on that thing, nice play.
4-2, Jackson Center, Aaron Thiemann gives it up out high to David Holman. Cardinals in the white unis, gold numbers, the Cardinal red trim, Jackson Center gray from top to bottom, orange lettering, orange numbers, black piping, Jackson Center wearing the black tennies, and New Bremen the white ones. 4-2 in favor of Jackson Center. 2.5 minutes gone, opening quarter. Aaron Thiemann continues to pass it around. He gets a pass, goes into the top of the circle, fadeaway 17-footer, short, and Jackson Center gets the rebound that ricochets into the corner. Mullenauer posting up low on the left, catches, heaves it on the arc to Elkert. Camden Reese on the right flank, picked up by Eink. Good matchup there, man-to-man by both teams. Straight away, Mullenauer, off a screen, jump, shoot, swish! Oh, what a shot by Mullenauer, a lengthy two-pointer. He was straddling the arc. four early points for Mullenauer. 3 minutes played, opening stanza. 6-2 in favor of the Tigers. High right with the ball. New Bremen whips it around the top of the circle. Aaron Thiemann catches straight away. Into the right corner goes to David Holman. He starts a drive. He goes cross court beneath the basket on a pass to Alex Holman, and he is hipped on the play and fouled, and right away, head coach Corey Stevens of New Bremen will substitute two.
Yeah, that was on Roberts. He got both hands on him when he started to make the cut, and like we said earlier this afternoon, you put two hands on him, and it's a foul.
Hayden Zeller, junior, 6'5", outstanding football player, on the court now for New Bremen. Foul line, it's David Holman. Ball batted in the air by Jackson Center into the hands of Fark. Fark races down the floor, stops on a dime, and pours in a 16-footer. I didn't see that coming, Chuck.
He didn't even get him squared. That's just a heck of a shot.
What a run down the floor. And then the shot maker, Fark, drilled in a 16 or 17 footer nobody saw coming. Here's a good offensive rebound shot down inside by the man for New Bremen, about whom we just spoke, Hayden Zeller. Good glass work by him. 8-4 on the scoreboard. Jackson Center leads. Tigers have led 8-2. Down to 4 minutes to go here in the opening period. Grant Elkert goes cross-court on the play to Mullenauer. Back to Fark, near side. 25-footer, got a screen. Missed it off the rim, no good. Strong offensive board work by Camden Reese. He's got a deuce. 10-4 Tigers. 3:45 to go in the first. Little shovel pass on the arc to Evan Eich. Eich, a handoff to Thiemann. Fark draws that assignment. Good overplay. Now it's dealt to Hayden Zeller. Weave to David Holman into the lane area. Jackson Center strikes the ball loose. It's tracked right back down by New Bremen. Head of the key, Aaron Thiemann. Thiemann looks for a player in the back cut. Nobody available. Ball rotated 25 feet away to Thiemann. Excellent defense by Jackson Center. 4 points by New Bremen in nearly 5 minutes. Pulling up at the elbow on the right from 17 or 18 feet away is Evan Eich. And Eich jumps, shoots, and scores.
Yeah, he's got four of the six.
Man, he's been tough on the glass. He can pop to the perimeter and pitch it in as well. As Chuck noted, he's got four of New Bremen's six. Straight away, long three ball by Jackson Center's Fark off to the left. Rebound by the Cardinals. That was a quick shot to Jackson Center. 10-6. Tigers lead by four. Going up to shoot is Thiemann. Foul line. And a fist is on the arm of Thiemann. Second foul against the Tiger.
I think they called that on Reese. Robert stuck a hand in there. I thought he had the foul, but I think they got a break.
Sure did. Didn't want two on Roberts this early. Thiemann's free throw. Spins around. It's no good. He was jarred as he went up to shoot in the act of shooting the shot, and his first of two free throws is no good. His jumper wasn't even close, but he was hammered pretty well. Second free throw by Thiemann, up and in. Thiemann is subbed out. Ben Saylor in, 6'1 senior for New Bremen. 10-7, Jackson Center in the lead. 2:33 left to go here in the opening period. Camden Reese down the right side. Jackson Center has now subbed in Lucas Heitkamp, 6'1 sophomore. Foul line extended right. It's Fark rising up above everybody, and he cans it. Good shot by Fark. Here's New Bremen down the floor in a jiffy. Good inside pass. Spinning and scoring is Hayden Zeller. Head coach Scott Elkert faulting the defense that fell asleep.
Well, Reed Platfoot checked into the game, and he had no idea who he was guarding. And you're not going to make friends with Coach Elkert in that situation.
I think that's exactly what happened, Chuck. 12-9, Jackson Center by three. Here's Fark in the right corner. He's covered up well on the arc to Mullenauer to Platfoot. Reed Platfoot on the floor at the moment for Jackson Center. Platfoot, outstanding young talent, 6'5 soft. Fark retreats to the Cardinal logo, then blisters his way right down the lane, left to floater short. Rebound pinballed off the shoulder of a New Bremen man beneath the basket. And the Tigers will throw in. Minute 32 to go, opening period. 12-9. Jackson Center in the lead. Baseline right of the rim. Fark is the playmaker. Lobs in baseline left to Flatfoot, puts it on the deck, leaves it behind him for Lucas Hartle, 5'11 junior. Now Heitkamp, now Camden Reese. Minute 17 to go, first period. Ball looped across court to Hartle in the corner. Hartle pulls up inside the arc, missed it off the flange. Rebound on the deck. A Tiger player undercut a Cardinal. That's a clear-cut foul in backcourt.
Yeah, that's a hustle foul, but still a foul.
No fouls on New Bremen. Three on Jackson Center with a minute 13 to go in the opening period. Tigers have owned leads of 8-2 and 10-4. Right now it's 12-9. New Bremen forecourt right. Cooper Scheib, head of the key. Behind the screen near side, it's Alex Holman. Weaves it out back to Scheib again. Straight away handled by Carter Elking in off the bench, a 6'2 senior. Deep right corner, New Bremen's got it. Baseline drive attempt by Zeller. Pivoting. He's 10 feet away, back to the goal. Gives it up to Elking. New Bremen resets. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Jackson Center ahead by three. Here's Cooper Scheib. Foul line extended left, Holman on the arc to Ben Saylor from three-point territory. He's got it. Ben Saylor hoists one through to tie up the game at 12. Nice mini run, 8-2 here by New Bremen. We're even at a dozen. New Bremen very patient. Last possession, worked the ball for nearly a minute and got the three ball to go down. Down to 9, 8, 7 seconds to go. Mullenauer darts to the foul line. Throws it cross court for Fark. Intercepted by the Cardinals. At midcourt at Saylor. Saylor to a teammate. Here's a long hook shot by Holman from 30 feet. No good. First quarter closes. Good finish by New Bremen. It's a dozen tie after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Hey, if you're buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the area. Realty 2000 Group, 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate pros at Realty 2000 are dependable. They're knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition for you very smooth. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating in Shelby County, make the move to Realty 2000 in Sydney. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com. Phone 937-492-8055. 492-8055. We're locally owned. We are your neighbor with knowledge of the city and county housing market, second to none. Realty 2000 Group, the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000 Group, the region's household name. Up during that presentation about Realty 2000, New Bremen has started the second quarter, Chuck, by playing pitch and catch 25, 30 feet away.
Yeah, they've run about a minute off the clock now.
New Bremen trying to slow down Jackson Center's firepower, and the Cardinals, with the game tied at 12, are doing just that. Top of the circle is handled by Evan Eich. Here's a long three ball by Eric Thiemann of New Bremen. He got a screen from Eich, who dished it to Thiemann. Thiemann unloaded, and guess what? New Bremen's got a three-point lead, 15-12, after Jackson Center led 10-4. An 11-2 run by the Cardinals. Mullenauer straight away on the play to Heitkamp. to Fark. Fark fades, and he curls up a 28-footer. It clangs off the back rim, goes into the Cardinals bench. New Bremen will bring it down, leading by 3 points, 15-12. Head coach Scott Elker at Jackson Center not pleased with his club's performance the last 3 to 4 minutes.
No, Fark's a good shooter, but that was not the shot you wanted with New Bremen on this kind of a run.
Here come the Cardinals, forecourt to our right. Ben Saylor's got it. To David Holman, baseline right. You got to keep an eye on number two, Aaron Thiemann. Shoots the three extremely well. Now he drives on Camden Reese. Goes into the lane. Fades away. Tries to put up a bank shot. 45 degrees off the baseline. It almost sits on the top of the backboard and hits the clock up there. It's out of bounds.
Now Reese at 6'3 is going to guard Thiemann now. And Reese can guard on the inside and the outside.
Mullenauer in the post for Jackson Center. On the arc to Bryson Roberts. He barely caught rim on a trifecta, and New Bremen's got the easy rebound. Down the floor to Thiemann. Jackson Center taking some hasty shots. Here's a long bomb by Evan Eich. 25-footer hit the heel. Rebound to Mullenauer for the Tigers. Jackson Center needs a good possession. Here's Camden Reese down the floor. Into the corner to Grant Elkert. In the post to Reese. He beats one man to the rim, then he's fouled. Dylan Bambauer, 6'2 senior, in off the bench for the Cardinals. Raked his hand across Reese's forearm. Camden with two free throws for the Tigers, who trail 15-12. 5:36 left till halftime. Anything special New Bremen's doing defensively, or is Jackson Center right now its worst problem shooting the ball too fast?
Well, they're playing man-to-man, but you're right. The last couple times down the floor, they took way too hasty of a three.
Free throw by Camden Reese, around and out. The second one, swish. 15-13. The lead two for New Bremen. Cardinals to our right. Give it to Thiemann straight away. Camden Reese on him. Near side, Evan Eich. Alex Holman, 30 feet out, goes to the foul line. Now to David Holman. Ben Saylor, tied into the football team. A good one. He's got the ball. Dishes to David Holman, head of the key. Mullenauer picks him up. Very unique strategy here by the Cardinals. Slow down Jackson Center's pace and limit the Tigers' possessions. Jackson Center wants to get out and go. New Bremen's not stalling, but they're working the clock. Open player, deep right corner, New Bremen. Good! Wow, Dylan Bambauer, 34% three-point shooter. He was left open. His line drive three didn't touch the rim. 18-13 Cardinals. Jackson Center's Mullenauer, 35 feet away. Picked up by Aaron Thiemann. Mullenauer with a lane, drives, comes in from the left flank. Shot is missed, but he's fouled. He'll get two. It opened up for Jace. He took advantage. Couple at the stripe here. 18-13. New Bremen leads after once trailing 10-4. 14-3 surge by the Cardinals, overlapping the first and second quarters. Free throw by Mullenauer is swish. It's 18-14. Substitution, Jackson Center, Bryson Roberts back on the floor for Reed Blackfoot. Second foul shot by Mullenauer, dips the knees. Swish again, both of them pure. Right down through the cylinder, all net. Three-point game, New Bremen in front. Aaron Thiemann, high left. Over to Evan Eich, still behind the arc. It's Ben Saylor, now Thiemann. Fark checks him. Here's Hayden Zeller. Might have shuffled his feet. Gave it up deep in the right corner to Saylor. A little pick and roll. Give and go. Down inside. On the finish, Hayden Zeller caught it near the rim and laid it up and through off the glass. He hit the window perfectly. Good patient attack. Nice offense for the Cardinals. Lead by five. Fall away right baseline, Mullenauer. Good! What a shot by Jace. Wow, he faded, stroked it in. Good answer. Timeout called on the floor. 3:49 left, second quarter. 2017 New Bremen on scorersbroadcast.com.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We say hello to Mutual Federal. There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Pickwood, Troy. You see, we've got what you need. Whether you are looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that manage your finances. Open an account today or apply for a loan. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. New Bremen with a long straightaway three. That was way short. Ben Saylor let it fly. Didn't catch iron. Jackson Center gets the ball. Empty possession by New Bremen. Tigers down by three. Mutual Federal. Sydney Pickwood Troy, a division of First Bank Richmond. Since 1922, Jackson Center posting up Bryson Roberts in the lane. Bank shot no good. Rebound Roberts on the arc to Mullenauer. Now to Fark. He goes left baseline. Choked off. Out on top to Mullenauer. Mullenauer's got an open avenue. He bolts to the rim and banks it home.
Wow, that was a quick move right there.
It was 20-19. What a play by Jace. Two straight field goals by Mullenauer to pull Jackson Center within one. 2:45 to go till halftime. Mutual Federal, Sydney Pickwood Troy, your perfect banking solution. New Bremen rotating the ball, a weave out front. Hand off by Cooper Scheib. Now to Tiemann. Ben Saylor's got it. On the arc handle by Hayden Zeller. Zeller at the elbow on the right. Backs down Roberts. Rises up. He's wide on a 12-footer. Jackson Center's got the board. Ahead to Fark. Fark pulls up. 10-footer long. Rebound out of bounds to New Bremen. That was a hurried off-balance shot by Fark.
They've cut it back down to one, and you needed a good possession that time. Way too quick.
What's the word? Value the basketball.
You have to value it in a game like this.
They sure do. Because the possessions will be fewer than normal. New Bremen is taking a lot of time off the clock. Each offensive set. Top of the circle, David Holman. New Bremen up one. 2 minutes left, opening half. Oh, look at David Holman go to work. He drives, pulls up, little five-footer. He whipped his man. Kissed one in off the window. Jackson Center down three. Camden Reese straight away for the Tigers. On the bounce. Camden still dribbling with the left. Goes to Grant Elkert. Far left wing to Mullenauer. The defender falls down. Mullenauer misses a three. Good, strong defensive rebound on the play by Evan Eich of New Bremen. Out ahead it goes to Carter Elking. Feeds Cooper Scheib. Foul line extended left. It's Aiden Zeller. Hand off to David Holman. Right back to Alex Holman. And he chucks in a three. A line driver, a laser, bingo, he's got it.
That shoots my theory that the ball's got to be higher than the rim to go in.
6-point game, 25-19 New Bremen, shooting threes well, deep in the left corner. It is Mullenauer. You like New Bremen, Chuck, because there are scorers all over the floor. You can't slack off on anybody.
No, they got five people that scored here in the second quarter.
Here's Roberts, foul line extended right. Hits Camden Reese down the lane. Camden to the rim. Good for two. Right to the rack. Great play, Camden Reese. Nice assist. The finish by Camden. Foul, New Bremen. A chance for an add one. 25-21 Cardinals.
Well, and just the opposite. Three people have scored for Jackson here in the game so far.
Camden Reese at the stripe to cut it to three. 45.5 to go first half. And you can bet New Bremen will try its best to play for one to close out the second quarter. Free throw, Reese hits it. 25-22. Boy, you got to play good D here on this offensive set by the Cardinals. Ball thrown right side to Tiemann. Tiemann weaves it to Zeller, back to Tiemann in the lane, off balance against Fark. It hits the back flange, no good. Rebound volleyballed up in the air by David Holman, out of bounds to Jackson Center. Tiemann shot it a little fast.
He's a shooter, but that was not the shot that you want in that situation.
Off balance in the lane below the foul line, and clearly didn't have his feet set when he went up. Now Jackson Center has a chance to go for one, to cut it to one, or tie at the intermission break. It's 25-22 New Bremen, 15 seconds to go, second quarter of play. Fark holds at midcourt. On him, that far out on the floor, is Alex Holman, and the ball is pried loose. New Bremen steals. Grant Elker gets it back with two to go. Long three by Grant, overshot it, and that's how the first half ends. New Bremen crowd applauds. Home spectators love it. New Bremen tries to pull off the surprise tonight over the state's number two team in Division IV, Jackson Center. Cardinals halfway there. It's New Bremen 22, or I should say New Bremen 25 and Jackson Center 22 at the halftime intermission. Hey, you'd better put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all of your propane needs. Burke Petroleum has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, metalworking fluids, and more. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs too. The green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all of your energy needs. Are you looking for work? Let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, located on Ohio Avenue in Sydney, plus Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, Findlay, and elsewhere in the state. Go to applyohio.com, register today, applyohio.com, Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N. It works. It will work for you. Halftime score, New Bremen up three over Jackson Center, 25-22. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds excellence, as in Marriott's and Holiday Inns. And by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, AAG Inc. Your amazing glass connection, the industry's clear choice. Let's take a look at the numbers, Chuck. New Bremen limiting Jackson Center's possessions. Cardinals are efficient, up by three.
Well, that's why there's not a lot of rebounds. Jackson has an 8-6 rebounding advantage, 3-1 on the offensive boards. Not a lot of shots, not a lot of possessions. Both teams only turned the ball over one time in the first half. The Tigers, 4-5 from the free throw line. Cardinal, 1-2. You can take a look at the scoring. Zeller has 6. They got 4 from Eink. They got 4 from Tiemann. They got 3 from Saylor. They got 3 from Alex Holman. They got 3 from Bambauer. They got 2 from David Holman. That's 6-7 young men that scored. They scored 12 and 13, 25 for the first half. You flip to the other side, 10 for Mullenauer, 6 each for Fark and Reese. That's the only ones that have scored. They scored 12 and 10. Trailer 25-22 at the half.
Chuck, what you're looking at here are a number one seed at Pickwin Jackson Center, and more than likely a number two seed in the Northwest District in New Bremen behind Marion Local. And it's not a surprise that this game is this tight. Not a surprise that New Bremen's got a small lead over Jackson Center. These Cardinals, coming off two state championships in the last 3 years, having won the title this past December, are stocked full of very good athletes.
Well, yeah, I mean, football translates into athletes, and there's been seven of them play. It's a Saturday night. It's at New Bremen. We thought it was going to be a good game, and so far, no disappointment.
Yeah, the New Bremen football team was recognized before the varsity basketball tilt tonight. You may think back, New Bremen won the state title, beat Warren John F. Kennedy. New Bremen beat JFK 3 years ago to win the title then. Along the way, New Bremen beat Ansonia in a snow squall, beat Fort Loramie in about five or six snow squalls, and then beat Lima Central Catholic in a state semifinal before defeating Warren John F. Kennedy. That's our halftime report. 25-22, New Bremen over Jackson Center. Halftime brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Watkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGIncOH.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip 'em, crunch 'em. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We are set to bring you the second half, and Jackson Center has its work cut out, Chuck.
Yeah, they do. I mean, New Bremen, we knew it was going to be a good game. They got all kinds of athletes. Shoot the ball well, defend well.
Yep, you nailed it. Those are the attributes of the Cardinals. Team that's 13-5, having won seven in a row. 5-2 in the tough MAC. Here is Jackson Center opening up third quarter possession. Posting up in the lane, Jace Mullenauer. Fadeaway 10-footer. Bingo! He's got it. Good beginning to the third quarter. 25-24. New Bremen by one. Make it three. Aaron Thiemann with a blistering drive. He darted right down the paint. He did not get swallowed up by the Tiger defense. He took it to the rim, laid it up and over for two, and New Bremen restores its three-point lead, 27-24. Grant Elkert on the arc, inside to the cutter, Fark, and Fark has it ripped away, out of bounds, touch last by the Cardinals. 7:16 to go in the third, Chuck.
The Mullenauer family stopped by on the way through, and they said, say nice things about Jason. I said, he makes it pretty easy to do that.
Mullenauer, the man of the hour. Here's a fadeaway, 17-18-footer, rolling around. It goes in right on cue. Woo! What a shot by Mullenauer. He popped up in the air, let it fly, and it hit every centimeter of the rim, I think twice. It was a long deuce, 27-26. Thiemann, 30-footer, New Bremen. My gosh! My gosh! What a shot by Thiemann. He was almost out of bounds, hit Media Row, and we're at midcourt. New Bremen up four, 30-26. That was airborne for a long time. Six and a half to go here in the third. Camden Reese, head of the key to Elkert. Left corner, Bryson Roberts. He chucks up a three. No good. Strong rebound, David Holman. Holman down the floor to a teammate. Outside the lane to the right, it's Thiemann. Here's a three from the right corner. Up, no good by New Bremen. Shot missed. Missed on the play by Evan Ike. But David Holman, Johnny on the spot, cleans up the garbage. Easy rebound. Six-point game. 32-26, New Bremen. Errant three from the left wing. Hasty shot, Tigers. Here comes New Bremen down the floor. David Holman around one man, another hacking foul against the Tigers. Jackson Center clearly out of sorts at the offensive end, Chuck.
Bad shot at one end leads to a bad defensive play at the other end, and that happens a lot.
And we've got two free throws here by David Holman to stretch the cushion to eight. It's 32-26 Cardinals. Free throw perfect. 33-26. Jackson Center down seven. And I guarantee you it has been a good while since Jackson Center has been down now by eight. They may not have been down by eight at any point all year long.
No, I don't think they were.
No. Here is Jackson Center working the ball around into Fark outside the lane to the right. And he's grabbed from the backside. Common foul. Jackson Center needs points this trip.
Well, that's what happened to Rushi last week. They went into Versailles as a favorite and could not get the job done. It just sometimes on a Saturday night, it just happens.
These games are very emotional. So much to gain for New Bremen. It's a non-league game. But, boy, the feather in the cap of the Cardinals.
Oh, boy.
With a victory here tonight. Not that it would affect seeding because the votes are already counted. Tournament draws tomorrow. But New Bremen has won seven straight on a roll. Would love to make it eight and upset the Tigers. Here's Fark, left corner, Roberts. 5:20 to go, third quarter. Into the post, it goes to Camden Reese. Wheels it to Roberts. Back to Fark. And the Tigers cannot shake a man loose. Here's Grant Elkert, baseline right to Mullenauer. He starts the drive, spins around Holman, and coughed up the ball. Out of bounds to New Bremen. Cardinals up eight. 5:08 to go in the third. New Bremen forecourt left. It's David Holman. Behind the arc to Tiemann. Fark checks him. Straight away to Cooper Scheib. Back to Tiemann. Tiemann has shown us 30-foot range tonight. Tigers have to get out on him no matter where he is. Spin move. David Holman out of control. There's contact. Foul. Defensive. It works against the Tigers. 34-26, New Bremen ahead by eight. Halftime score was a three-point game, and New Bremen has widened it since.
Well, got it down to Jackson, got it down to one with the first basket of the third quarter.
Yep. Ball thrown top of the circle. Dylan Bambauer, handoff on the play to a teammate, swiveling through the lane, flipping it up is David Holman. He banked it in. Good play. Great drive by Holman. Pass by Bambauer. 10-point game. Cardinals lead at 36-26. Mullenauer right corner, choked off by two defenders. In the paint to Camden Reese. Reese to Fark. Foul line extended left. Swish! 16-footer. Head coach Scott Elkert gets a timeout. We will keep it right here. 4:17 to go in the third. 36-28 says the scoreboard. New Bremen had gone up but 10 before that Jackson Center field goal. Right, Chuck?
Yes.
36-28. It was 36-26 just a seconds ago before that big basket by Jackson Center. Hey, don't forget, Goffney Furniture, a big blowout sale going on now. Goffney Furniture, West Michigan and Sydney. Inventory is loaded. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, dining room sets, bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com on West Michigan in Sydney. This afternoon on scoresbroadcast.com, the Fort Laramie girls upset Findlay Liberty Benton 51-46, leading most of the game. Jackson Center has got work to do. Down 8, 36-28. 4:12 to go here, third quarter. New Bremen at midcourt with the ball. Cardinals led by three at halftime. Jackson cut it to one. It's gone up to as many as 10 here in the third quarter. Here's Tiemann behind the screen. He is cut off by Fark. Then Tiemann throws one up. Wow, that was a crazy shot. 15-footer missed badly. Rebound, Jackson Center. Tigers need to capitalize. Here's Fark straight away. Picked up by David Holman. Right side pass. Holman intercepts. Saves it inbounds right to Fark, though. Now to Reed Platfoot. Jackson Center's got it back. Platfoot in the left corner. Tipped away from behind. And we've got a reach in, push off against New Bremen. It's Common. Third foul on the Cardinals.
They are just incredibly out of sync tonight. That was the third foul on Bambauer, but yep. Boy, they've got so much firepower, I'm not sure it matters.
And New Bremen plays 10. We talked with head coach Corey Stevens about an hour before the game, and he said, I'll go 10 deep real quick and not lose a thing.
Yep, and I'm agreeing with him.
He's almost got a football 11. Ball lobbed into Camden Reese at midcourt, foul line. Right corner, Fark, step back three, got it. Fark drills it for Jackson Center. 5-point game, 36-31. Five in a row for the Tigers. Here comes New Bremen charging down the floor. Coming off a screen with Saylor. Thought about shooting. Gave it up, elbow on the left to Hayden Zeller. Behind him to Ike for three. Rim, backboard, no. Strong rebound on the play by Heitkamp. Intercepted pass. It's Ike for New Bremen on the attack. Baseline left. Feeds it 25 feet away to Saylor. Saylor on a weave to Carter Elking. Elking far right side of the floor to Scheib. 2:46 to go, third quarter. Tigers trail the Cardinals by five. Foul line, awkward fadeaway by Zeller. Hit the rim, splashed to the floor. Gobbled up a Reed Blackfoot of Jackson Center. An errant throw. He fired it directly behind the Tiger in the right corner of the court. That was Heitkamp. He had broken toward the basket. No one home. That's an empty possession without a shot.
That's two possessions in a row without a shot.
Yes. 36-31, New Bremen. 2:26 to go in the third quarter. Cardinals have it. Far right wing. Carter Elking wants to drive. Oh, a nifty steal. Taken away by Heitkamp. Heitkamp down to Blackfoot. Fumbles it. Out of bounds. Three muffs in a row by the Tigers.
Yeah, he threw the ball at Blackfoot's feet. That's hard to say. And that's the turnover right there.
My, oh, my. New Bremen comes up empty. Three or four straight misses. Jackson Center can't capitalize. In the top of the circle, open 18-footer by Ben Saylor off the flange. Rebound Heitkamp down the floor to Fark. Fark is hacked on a 27-foot three.
That's a silly foul right there.
New Bremen bench wanted a travel. Wanted Fark called for walking as he stepped into the triple. They might have a case, but we can't take it to court.
Well, they might have a case, but it evened up the shot that Ike made, or Bambauer made from the corner in the first half when he took three steps.
Yeah, he sure did. Three free throws for Fark. First one is in and out. It lipped the rim. It appeared to be going in, but would not stay down in the cylinder. Fark again. Short. He pulled the string. 36-31 still, New Bremen. Nobody scored for close to 2.5 minutes. Fark again. Bounces. It's good. New Bremen 36, Jackson Center 32. A minute 52 to go in the third quarter. Dribbling up the floor, Cooper Scheib for New Bremen. Rotates it near side to Ben Saylor. Foul line behind him to Ike. Ike gives it up on the play to the cutter, Cooper Scheib, who gives it up to the trailer behind him in three-point territory. That's Carter Elking. New Bremen just running this flex offense against the Tigers, man-to-man, waiting for something to open up. Skip pass, far right side for Saylor. Saylor lost it, got it back, dribbles into the lane, and head coach Stevens of New Bremen takes a good timeout. A minute 16 to go, third quarter, 9 minutes plus remaining in this contest. Jackson Center down by four to the Cardinals, 36-32 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
New Bremen possession. A minute 10 to go, third quarter. Deep in the right corner is Steeman. Four-point lead Cardinals. Posting up Elking. Flips it back out on the arc to Steeman. Cross-court pass. Then it comes to the top of the key, then right back to the corner. Now Teeman handles. 5-0. David Homan's got it. Homan on the dribble against Heitkamp of Jackson Center. Blocking foul. Tigers. That is the team's third. Three on New Bremen. 49.8 remaining third quarter. 36-32, New Bremen in the lead. Cardinals inbound below the rim. Where does the ball go? Right corner, Alex Holman. Gives it up to David Holman behind him. Straight away between the rings, Evan Eink. Back to David Holman. Fakes right, goes left. Forces into the lane, doesn't shoot, now to Tiemann. Camden Reese on him, 30 feet away. Half minute to go, third quarter. Ball skipped, cross court to Alex Holman. Now to David. David penetrated, steered it back out. 23, 22, 21 to go. Third quarter, New Bremen by four. Here's a baseline drive, a Cooper shot. Wild reverse layup. Oh, my goodness, a weak foul called on Jackson Center. Looked like a travel. Looked like the ball came out of the hands of the shooter without even being touched. Very bad shot selection. A reverse layup between the glass. And lo and behold, David Holman is awarded two free throws. It's no good. He lipped the rim.
Yeah, the basketball gods got him on that one.
And that was a poor call. Holman misses the first. Missed the second hard. Rebound pulled down by Alex Holman. Jackson Center fights it loose. Tigers have got it. 9 seconds to go, third quarter. Camden Reese down the floor. Dribbles into the right corner. He's checked and fouled by Tiemann, who I don't think minded committing the foul. 6.5 to go in the third. Jackson Center down four, inbounding side court, halfway up from the baseline, offensive end. Mullenauer to Reese, five to go. Reese to Fark. Fark with a long 32-footer. It is way overshot. Air ball punched out of bounds by New Bremen. Jackson Center needs a throw in. Catching a shot, pronto. Playmaker right of the rim is Hartle. Hartle pitches out back to Eichkamp. It's broken up, but Tiemann, and the third quarter finishes. Well, New Bremen didn't score a field goal the last nearly 4 minutes of the third quarter, but it built a 10-point lead. Hangs on. Cardinals up four. We go to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Welcome back to New Bremen. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 4-point lead Cardinals as we start the fourth. Hey, the Anna Market's at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. The Anna Market, the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads, always fresh produce for your entree from the Anna Market. Choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. The strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for you because you, too, are the very best. Nice play inside. David Holman off balance. Got a banker high off the window to start scoring here in the fourth.
And he got fouled. They didn't call it.
Here's Jackson Center beginning its action at the offensive end. Grant Elkert goes to Jace Mullenauer. Baseline left. He splits two defenders and banks it down.
Still only three Tigers have scored in this game.
That's not a real good sign. Head coach Scott Elkert would prefer much better balance than that. But yet Jackson Center's within four against a very potent New Bremen team here at the Cardinals gym. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter, 38-34 in favor of the Cardinals, trying to upset the state's number two ranked D4 club. Tiemann head of the key, dishes on the play to David Holman. Awkward drive, but David, he flipped it up on the giddy up in the lane.
He was spilled. He's been spilled many times before as the New Bremen Cardinals quarterback. He was in the act of shooting. Undercut slightly on the play by, I think, the Tigers' height camp. That was a good call.
Yep.
Holman at the stripe. Missed it. A clunker. Three in a row blown by him. 38-34. Cardinals. Holman back at the stripe once more. Fouled twice in the last 30 seconds or so in the act of shooting. Holman misses in and out. Lipped the rim. A reprieve for Jackson Center. Tigers need to capitalize. 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Mullenauer 35 feet away. How many points for Jace?
Jace has 16 of their 34.
Boy, he's been mighty good. Fark right side to Grant Elkert. Back to Fark. Fark picked up by Tiemann. Left side pass Camden Reese. Mighty important possession right here. Reese wheels it down to Fark in the corner. Skips it cross court to Grant Elkert. Little bunny hop and a travel. 6:18 to go in the fourth. Jackson Center down 4 to New Bremen. Boy, the last 5 minutes plus, overlapping two periods, marked by missed free throws and a lot of turnovers and empty possessions.
Yeah, this has not turned into a classic basketball game.
Nope.
It's a good game, but neither team's playing incredibly well offensively.
Neither club real sharp. Defense is good. Offense is not clicking. Team in top of the circle retreats. Starts a drive and Camden Reese dishes to David Holman, head of the key. Picked up by Fark. New Bremen stuck on 38. Jackson Center stuck on 34. 5:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. Team fouls. 5 on Jackson Center. 4 on New Bremen. Midcourt, Aaron Tiemann. Down the right side to Dylan Bambauer. Bambauer, a 6'2 senior, had a 3 in the first half. 1 before which he took 2 or 3 steps and clearly traveled. Tiemann, timeline, fakes right, goes left. Boy, the clock being drained by the Cardinals. New Bremen spreads the floor. Tiemann wants to drive. Back to the basket in the lane. Handoff David Tiemann. Barges down the paint. Missed a left-handed shot. Jackson Center's got the rebound. Bodies fly all over the place. And let's see what's been ruled. New Bremen tracked down the ball but rolled over. And that's a walk.
That is a walk. Plus, he rolled out of bounds. But good effort, boy. I mean, what a heck of an offensive attempt. Rebound by Holman. That kid plays hard.
Doesn't he, though? Well, we're down to 5:04 to go in the fourth quarter. The game has been played at a brisk pace, moving along fast. 4-point lead still, New Bremen. Don't know how many times I've said it, Chuck, in the last several minutes. Big possession, Jackson Center, a chance to cut it. Fark is open. Step back, deuce from 17. Bingo! He's got it. 38-36. New Bremen up 2. 4:40 to go in the game. David Holman, far right wing, dribbling, wants to drive. Backs his defender down. Fades away against Fark. He hits. Oh, what a shot.
That was a lot harder than the 4 free throws he's missed in a row.
You took the words right from my mouth. He missed 4 free throws and then made a shot you wouldn't take and skunked. A fadeaway deuce from 16. Jackson Center with the ball low on the right. Ball passed to Grant Elkert. Or I should say Grant Elkert threw it to Heitkamp, and he was blasted in the back. Team fouls 5 each way. 40-36, New Bremen. Fark and Holman exchange hoops in the last half minute. Here's Heitkamp in the right corner. Goes baseline to Reese, and Reese is fouled. Hooked from behind by Evan Eink.
Football team not liking these last 2 calls.
It's been a pretty physical game, although I don't think we've seen any clippings. We've seen illegal use of the hands a few times.
We have, and I think it's been a pretty well-called basketball game.
Oh, it has. We've seen a DPI or 2.
Yeah, every once in a while. False start.
Yep. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter, 40-36, New Bremen. Overplay and a steal.
Bad
Evan Eink jumped in front of the receiver for Jackson Center out on the arc, intercepted the pass. He wanted to sprint down the sideline all the way to the end zone.
Yeah.
Head coach Corey Stevens said, stop right here. Let's run our half-court game.
Well, that was just so telegraphed. I mean, he knew where the pass was going. He jumped out and just threw it right to him.
And Coach Stevens gets a timeout. Cardinals up 40-36. We're down to 3:40 to go here in our fourth quarter. You know, for a brand to stand out, it must not be perceived as any other store or website or brand. It must be trusted by its customers. That's the case with Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center and agents Greg and Ryan Woolley. For 55 years, offering individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured that you are properly insured. Whether it's your farm, home, car, or business, and in Shelby Auglaize or Logan County or anywhere in the state, an independent insurance agent is Allen Ball. Its companies include Ohio Mutual. You might say that Ohio Mutual retains that small-town location and values on which it was founded. It's a leader in the property and casualty insurance industry. Give Allen Ball Insurance and Greg or Ryan Woolley a call, 937-596-6712. They'll be more than happy to meet with you to get to know you and understand your insurance needs. AllenBallInsurance.com, AllenBaugh, 105 East Pike and Jackson Center, doing business for over 55 years in person with a handshake. After the timeout, New Bremen misses in the lane, gets a good tip back. Cardinals get a deuce to go back up by five,
yep.
Or I should say by six, and then guess what? Fark for Jackson Center responds,
yep.
And boy, oh boy, he airmails one in from long, long range, a three-pointer by Fark. It comes at a very good time. New Bremen had edged ahead by six. That cuts it in half, 42-39, timeout called,
yep.
And that was a flurry of five quick points after we'd gone quite a few minutes with just maybe two or three field goals.
Well, they gave that tip into Homan. I think it was Eink, but
okay,
they're not going to argue about it.
Okay.
At the end of the game, they'll probably each take a point.
You go to the New Bremen crowd, and you talk to five people, you might get five different scores.
I saw the hand go up. I'm pretty sure it was 32, but I understand how they could have said Homan, too. He was right there.
Big putback by Homan. Could have been Eink, and then Fark drains a three for Jackson Center. It's 42-39, 2:50 left to go, fourth quarter. New Bremen in the lead by three. Evan Eink's got the ball 35 feet away. Goes to David Homan. Homan on the bounce, dribbles down the right side of the paint. On a weave to Eink. Team fouls, six on New Bremen, five on Jackson Center. 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it's Alex Homan. Now to David Homan, head of the key. Fark on him like glue. David Homan wants to drive. Fark is over guarding. That's common. Both teams now in the bonus the rest of the way. 2:25 to go in the fourth. New Bremen 42, Jackson Center 29. Low scoring second half, right, Chuck?
Yeah, it's 17-17.
17 apiece because Jackson Center was down by three at the half, and we got a three-point game right now. Nearly a tie-up, but Jackson Center at midcourt right in front of us. In fact, Camden Reese is credited with a tie-up. It was marginal. You can tell Cardinal fans hate the call. Arrow favors Jackson Center. 2:14 to go in the game.
I think they got a break because if it wasn't going to tie up, it was going to be a turnover, which would have kept the possession with Jackson Center.
Here on the left wing is Fark. Big possession here. Fark on the bounce. Gives it up to Jace Mullenauer. Mullenauer guarded by Alex Homan in the top of the circle. Jump shot deflected. What a play by New Bremen. Cardinals down the floor, leading by three. Both teams in the bonus. Minute 45 to go. Aaron Tiemann, 30 feet out, squeezes between two players, reaching in on Jackson Center. And that's what the Cardinals wanted, the one and one. Who got the big block down here for New Bremen, Chuck? Was it Ike?
No, it was Homan.
Homan?
Alex.
Alex got
Homan.
It. Alex Homan, 6'2 senior. Big deflection of the long outside jump shot to Jackson Center. And then Jackson Center fouls, teaming at the stripe. Good free throw shooter on the year, 70%. It's in and out, no good. Jackson Center a break, down three. 90 seconds to go in the game. That's it. 42-39 New Bremen. Priest on the bounce. Got a Fark 35 feet away. Fark dribbling, still dribbling. They stretch the floor. Fark nearly walks. Gives it up right side to Roberts. Now to Camden Reese. Down to 70 seconds to go in the game. Fark with a 30-footer off the back iron. Long rebound, Mullenauer. Mullenauer to Reese. Jackson Center survives the possession. To Grant Elkhorn, who shoots a three. It looks good. It looks good. It is. It is. We're tied up. We're tied up. 59.9 to go. Timeout. Jackson Center 42. New Bremen 42. Back in a jiffy on scorersbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Oh, it's a photo finish here at a raucous New Bremen High School gym. Loud and noisy. 59.9 to go, fourth quarter. Grant Elker just launched in a shot from way, way outside. A New Bremen defender flew past him. Elker sidestepped a little bit to the left and uncorked a triple. The trifecta went down. Jackson Center had trailed 42-39. It's 42-42. Both teams in the 1-1. And New Bremen is stalling the basketball just across the half-court line. Tiemann is bouncing it. Camden Reese is not in guarding position. And the clock is trickling down to 28, 27, 26 seconds to go. Let's see what happens. Will head coach Corey Stevens call another timeout?
Well, he's got three left, so I think he will.
We're down to 16, 15, 14, and there it is. Timeout, Coach Stevens, 12.1 to go in the fourth. Jackson Center, 42. New Bremen, 42. Hey, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those that come to us from towns all around. We're Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main. Known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. The breakfast is great. Omelets early at 6. Terrific strip loin steak at night. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout now with Meyer's in Botkins, 303 North Main. We bet you won't find better. Cutaway Styling Salon, located at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. 40 years in business, giving you your best style possible. Thanks to owner stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Final seconds of this game, 12.1 to go. New Bremen possession at midcourt, 42-42. We are all tied up. It's a deadlock. Ball is inbounded by New Bremen at midcourt. Handled there by David Holman. To Tiemann, 35 feet away. 6-5. Tiemann dribbling on Camden Reese. And head coach Corey Stevens did not like what he saw. And believe it or not, he calls another timeout with under 4 to go. The clock says 3.8. What do you get done, Chuck, in 3.8 from side court?
Well, I mean, you can set a screen. You can go back. You got to make sure you're helping. I don't put anybody on the basketball. I double team, and I make sure somebody else catches it. If I'm going to foul somebody, I'm going to foul Holman. Not that he's not a good free throw shooter, but he's missed 4 in a row, and that's got to be in his head.
Head coach Stevens certainly not happy with the New Bremen action during that last sequence.
Now it turned into be team and dribbling, and now that he's got Reese on him, which I think was a great defensive switch by Jackson, they were going to have to let Hein get some points if they were going to, because Tiemann was killing them, and now with Reese on him, Reese doing a good job.
Yeah, no pun intended, but what card will New Bremen play now?
Well, I would guess they're going to get the ball in and somebody's going to try to shoot it.
It's going to be probably a mid-range or long jump shot. Only 3.8 seconds. 42-42 tie. You've got time for what? 2-3 passes?
Yeah, but at the most. And they do. They have nobody on the basketball. They're all helping inside.
New Bremen inbounds. Halfway down side court toward the baseline. Tiemann's got it 40 feet away. Here's a lob into the lane. It is juggled. It was a throw and catch near the basket intended for Ike. Ike went up. His hands got caught in the net. The pass to him shaved the rim, and the play simply was aborted. It didn't work. Good idea with 3.8. He might have been open, but it takes great execution on the throw. It didn't occur. Did not happen. Guess what? We go to OT. 42-42 here at the New Bremen gym.
Yeah, they tried to go to Tiemann, and they had Tiemann shut off going into the corner. He had no choice but to give it up. They didn't get a very good shot out of it.
Well, we will keep it right here. Thank all of our listeners on scorersbroadcast.com. Thanks for joining us here today. Two terrific games. Fort Loramie girls upset Findlay Liberty Benton, 10th ranked in the state in Division II this afternoon, 51-46. Fort Loramie number 2 in Ohio in girls D4. Tonight, New Bremen, which has won 7 straight and is 13-5 on the year, has played Jackson Center dead even. In fact, New Bremen had one brief 10-point lead in the second half. It's tied at 42. We go to overtime. Don't forget the Fort Loramie long shot raffle. The drawing during Liberty Days in July. Top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. 2,000 tickets sold, 80 prizes. 4% chance to win. Attendance not required. $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. 4-minute overtime. Jump ball midcourt. Jackson Center wins it. Possession arrow now favors New Bremen. Here we go. Grant Elkert, whose 3-ball tied up this game very late in the contest, gives it up to Reese. Straight away to Mullenauer. Both teams in the bonus. Down the left side to Elkert. Into the post area to Reese. Wants to go back door to Heitkamp. Here's a drive to Camden Reese. Off the backboard. It is no good, but a foul. Nice play. Camden slipped his man. Got a little 5-6-footer right in front. Was bumped. That knocked the shot offline, but he's got 2 free throws.
Well, they're so used to him giving the ball up that they didn't expect him to go to the basket.
And Camden Reese rips the cords on the foul shot to boost Jackson Center to a 1-point edge, 43-42. Jackson Center's first lead
since the first quarter.
Yep, since way back to 2.5, 3 quarters ago. Second shot, good again. Jackson Center up 2. 44-42. Credit the Tigers' defense over the last 10 minutes or so of this game. It's been splendid. Bad pass, New Bremen. Errant throw to the post to Ink. The ball rattled off his shoulder. Jackson Center tracked it down. It's Reese. out high to Fark. Fark hangs on. Gives it up to Mullenauer. Mullenauer, check for David Holman. Now to Camden Reese. Here's Fark at the Cardinals logo. 1 minute gone in the overtime. 3 minutes left to be played. Jackson Center on top of two. 44-42. Reese and Elkert pitch and catch. Right wing to Heitkamp. Between the circles, it's Fark. Fark guarded loosely. He starts to drive and then stops in the top of the key. Now to Camden Reese. Right wing pass to Heitkamp. Right corner, Mullenauer. Double teamed, triple teamed. He's nearly tied up, and it is ruled a jump. Mullenauer fell off the end of the floor. The Tigers wanted a foul called. Arrow, New Bremen.
I think he was trying to get a timeout, and the guy on that side didn't give him the timeout.
2:36 to go in the overtime. 44-42, Jackson Center on top of two. New Bremen runs its motion. Ball goes outside the arc on the left to Cooper Scheib. Scheib gives it up, gets it back. He fires a three, a line drive. It lipped the rim. Rebound Jackson Center over the shoulder against New Bremen. 1-1. These are big.
Seeing who heads up there. I think it's going to be Mullenauer.
Tell you what, that shot from the left corner, Chuck, by Scheib was on
good,
the
it
was on the money.
Looked good.
It swiveled around the iron. Mullenauer, 1-1 in the air. He's got it. Jackson Center in the lead by three. 45-42. Jackson Center on top. With just over four to play in the third, the Tigers trailed 36-26. Mullenauer hits two free throws. Since then, a 20-6 run by Jackson Center. Here's a long three by Tiemann. Tiemann's 30-footer short. Rebound Camden Reese. He travels. He got the rebound, thought he was fouled. Good call.
Well, he was off balance. He fell backwards. I think it was a good call also.
2:09 to go in the overtime. Jackson Center up before. 46-42. Tigers defense has really choked off New Bremen scoring in the last 14-15 minutes. Turnaround Jay in the lane. Yes, David Holman. David Holman strikes. Good shot. He bullied his way into the post, faded and scored. Timeout, 2:03 to go in OT. 2-point lead, Jackson Center.
Holman has 8 points in the fourth quarter and in the overtime. He has all their points. They have not. Nobody else has scored in the fourth quarter now or the overtime.
Wow. Again, repeating, this was a 36-26 lead for New Bremen with just over four to play in the third. It's now 46-44 Jackson Center. So in that span of time, a 20-8 stretch for the Jackson Center Tigers. It was 20-6 until that big goal by Holman. Both teams in the bonus. 8 fouls on New Bremen, 7 on Jackson Center. And what's the timeout situation, Chuck?
Jackson has 2 and New Bremen down to 1.
So it's a cat and mouse game. Head coach Scott Elkert, head coach Corey Stevens, they go at it. Every single possession, each pass for that matter, is so important down the stretch. Team that turns it over a couple times here will probably get beat.
Well, Jackson's turned it 8 times in the second half, and the agreement only 3.
And you've got to make your foul shots. Fort Loramie girls did today when they counted most in the fourth quarter. Here's Mullenauer, top of the key. Jackson Center, but 2. 46-45. A minute 45 to go in the overtime. Here's a dribble drive down the lane, but Fark. Fark leaves his feet. Defender slides over late, and it's ruled an offensive foul. I'm not so sure about it.
Well, you know what? You get yourself flying into the lane. There's 3 defenders there. You got to pull up. You cannot continue to go forward. You got to jump stop and elevate. And he took it to the rim. They're going to call that most of the time on the offense.
And now New Bremen, with a minute 46 to go in the overtime, has a chance to tie or take the lead with a triple. Here is Tiemann. Right side pass to David Holman. Back to Tiemann on top. Tiemann gives it up left wing to Alex Holman. Ball rotated around. 90 seconds to go in overtime. Holman, a shot fake. Goes to work in Camden Reese. Bullies into the lane. Stops his dribble. Can't shoot. Pitches way back out to Scheib on the arc. Now David Holman. 1:16 to go. Near deflection by Heitkamp. Near deflection by Reese. Holman on the loose down the lane. Muscles up a seven-footer. It's good. We're tied up. 46-46. Overplay by Jackson Center enabled New Bremen to take advantage of a scattered floor, and David Holman went to work. He continues to score.
Well, he's the only one that scored here in the fourth in the overtime still. Reese, you don't see that very often. He lunged at the ball, and that gave Holman the open to the basket.
Yep. 46-46. 40 seconds to go in the OT. Both teams in the bonus. 18 fouls each way. Nobody in the double bonus right now. Down to 30 seconds to go. Camden Reese on the bounce. Head coach Scott Elker's got, what, two remaining?
He's got two timeouts.
Yep. Elker to midcourt, back to the basket. 21, 20, 19, 18. What do the Tigers do? Head coach Scott Elker motioning. 14, 13. Reese on a drive. Reese down the lane. Reese to the rim. In and out. In and out. Saved by New Bremen. 6 seconds to go. Quickly down the floor, Tiemann. Tiemann from the right corner. No good. Rebound, Holman. Holman falls down. Rebound on the play by New Bremen's Ike. Turnaround, Jay at the buzzer. Missed. It would have counted had it gone.
Boy, did he hit his head on the floor. Oh.
And we go to another overtime. It looked like, Chuck, it might be a quick night. Game was played at a rapid pace, and now all of a sudden, two overtimes, a thriller of a night, a thriller of a game.
What a tough miss by Reese on that drive. I mean, that would have been the ball game,
yes,
right there.
It would have. It reminded me of the take he made last year in the sectional final against Fort Loramie. Camden Reese took the ball top of the circle. Little avenue. He wedged his way down the lane. He's mobile for a big man. He's got some width. He's got some brawn. He took it to the rack there with about 7 or 8 seconds to go. It hit the backboard, the rim, and came out. And New Bremen came down the floor and got a couple, three wild shots away, but could not connect.
Well, Jackson didn't make a basket in that overtime. They had four free throws.
46-46. We head to our second overtime. Again, 18 fouls each way. One more foul aside for one-and-one situations, and then the double bonus will come into play. What a game. Boy, we have really been treated today. Here's the tip to start the second OT, won by David Holman of New Bremen. He barrels into the lane, can't shoot. On the arc to Tiemann. Tiemann dribbling, still dribbles. He's guarded by Heitkamp at the Cardinal logo. Tiemann wedges into the lane, and he coughed up the ball. And Jackson Center's got it. Reese at midcourt. 3:36 to go in the OT. 46-46 tie. Jackson Center, New Bremen. Mullenauer in the paint. Drives on David Holman. Spins, ducks under. Missed it, but Holman raked across his forearm. Mullenauer, crafty play. Drew the two-shot foul. It's not the one-on-one. He's awarded two in the act of shooting.
Well, I tell you what, Holman jumped the tip. That's where they've been tipping all night. He jumped it. He goes down. This kid's having a ball game.
Free throw by Mullenauer. It's good. 47-46 Jackson Center. You're right, David Holman. Man, oh, man. Dynamite signal caller, quarterback on the football team.
Get away from that.
Splendid player in hoops as well. So is Jace Mullenauer, who has just launched in two free throws.
He's made four in a row. He's got 20 now.
Jackson Center 48, New Bremen 46. Got to make sure the crowd to our left doesn't jump on our hot spot. Dribbling baseline left, New Bremen. Ball handled by Evan Ike. And it is stroked out of bounds. Mullenauer.
There's some excited little kids next to us there.
They sure are. Good play by Mullenauer. He punched it out of bounds. New Bremen inbounds below the rim. Wide open player is Evan Ike. Got it for two and a foul. New Bremen beat Jackson Center to the punch on the inbounds play. Free throw coming for Ike. Game tied at 48. 3:11 to go in the OT. 3 minutes, 11 seconds to go. Substitution, New Bremen. Dylan Bambauer in. Cooper Scheib is out. Bambauer on the floor for defensive purposes. Evan Ike with the add-on to complete the three-point play, and he missed it badly. Rebound, far right corner, Elkert. Great save inbounds. No, it was Heitkamp who saved it to Elkert. Woo! Boy, New Bremen has missed a boatload of free throws.
Yeah, that's where, right now, that's the reason the game isn't over.
48-48, 2:52 to go in the second overtime. Jackson Center, New Bremen, all tied. Second four-minute session. Elkert, 30 feet away. Deep in the right corner, doesn't shoot. Looks for a cutter. Flings it on top for Heitkamp. Heitkamp back to Elkert. Straight away to Camden Reese. Keep it in his hands between the circles. 2.5 to go. Hand off to Fark. 19 fouls each way. Double bonus the rest of this game. Camden Reese catches. Top of the circle. Checked by Evan Eich of New Bremen. Left side pass to Fark. Fark, 30 feet out, wants to drive. Spin move, fadeaway 17-footer. It didn't hit the rim. Hit the glass. Weak side rebound, New Bremen. 2 minutes left. Offensive foul. Offensive foul. David Holman just made a football move against a Jackson Center defender. That was clear cut.
I think it was the stiff arm that got him.
Yep. Turns it right back over to the Tigers. Because it was player control, we don't shoot.
Right. I mean, he was on a drive. He was on a mission. But, again, you can't take the ball past the free throw line. You just can't do that. You got to be thinking about pull up and shot.
Yep. 48-48. We got a wet spot down to our left being treated.
Okay, kid, that's enough.
2 minutes, 3 seconds to go here in the second OT. Score knotted. 48 apiece. Jackson Center was down 10. Midpoint third quarter, 36-26. And then Jackson Center put the defensive whammy on New Bremen, which put the whammy on itself with blown free throws. And Jackson Center gets a time out. A minute 56 to go in the second OT. We're tied at 48 on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Now keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We will either be back here on Tuesday for the Fort Loramie boys at New Bremen, or we'll be at Marion Local for the Fort Loramie girls against the Flyers. One place or the other, site to be determined. May not have a good handle on that till sometime on Monday. Here, a minute 56 to go in the second overtime. That's right, second OT. Terrific game here tonight at the Cardinals gym. Jackson Center 48, New Bremen 48. New Bremen trying to stun the number two ranked team in the state. Outside the arc, it's Camden Reese, Tigers ball. Possession arrow, by the way, favors Jackson Center.
Right.
Here's Fark, 30 feet away. Fark still dribbles. Now Camden Reese, top of the circle. Evan Eich has got that guarding assignment. Down to 90 seconds to go in the game. I don't expect Jackson Center to shoot the ball, Chuck, for the last 20 seconds. Here's a great pass down inside to Camden Reese. Shot fake, up and good.
Yep, he made a nice cut, and boy, that was Heitkamp that found him.
What a pass by Heitkamp of Jackson Center. All the credit in the world to the 6'1 soft Lucas Heitkamp as Jackson seemed to lull New Bremen to sleep. Found Camden Reese available. He was sandwiched by a couple players, but a head fake, a shot fake, and then up and in, timeout call.
Well, they are so locked in on Mullenauer, and they ran two people at him. He slip screened him down there and got the nice shot and a good head fake to not go up too strong and too quickly.
Exactly. Yeah, he got a player or two off their feet right away, and then Camden with one more bob went up strong, laid it through. The scoreboard clock is counting down the timeout to 20 seconds. I think we're down around a minute to go.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. I don't remember. I hate these countdown clocks. I'm not sure what those accomplish.
A minute to go here in the second overtime. Jackson Center trying to survive on the road here at New Bremen. Second OT, it's 50-48. You don't want to give up an open three ball to Tiemann. Boy, he can shoot it from long, long range.
Yeah.
And so can Scheib on the far side of the floor. 116 on the clock. 76 seconds to go. Second overtime. Jackson Center ahead but two. 50-48. Scheib's got the ball for New Bremen. Pulls up on the dribble. Head of the key. Arrow favors Jackson Center, as we noted. Here's Tiemann, 35 feet out. Now to David Holman. Wants to drive in Elkert. Splits Elkert and Reese. And he gets the break. A foul whistled. Ew. Tell you what, I thought the offensive player just dribbled right into a cluster.
He did, but Holman, he's done everything else great, but he's missed four straight free throws.
55.3 to go, double bonus, David Holman. It's way
close.
Off to the left, and you can tell.
He shot it from here instead of here.
He's got nerves going on. He's missed at least five straight. 50-48, Jackson Center, Holman again, way too hard. It's so hard that Eink gets the offensive rebound, and New Bremen resets with 48 seconds to go. Again, the possession arrow favors Jackson Center. New Bremen's got the ball 30 feet out. David Holman, near side to Tiemann, 35-footer. It's in and out, in and out. Rebound, Bambauer, hands off in the lane. Shot is good, and a foul. Evan Eink got the six-footer. Bambauer, a terrific offensive rebound. We're tied at 50. A chance for an add one for New Bremen and a Cardinals one-point lead. Shot the team and nearly went in.
The fifth foul on Camden Reese.
Oh, that hurts even more than the tie score. Wow. That really bites. And down low on the left on the free throw lane is Lucas Heitkamp. We're tied at 50, 34.2 to go. Eink with a free throw for New Bremen and the lead. It is too hard, way too hard. Hit the flange, went way out on the floor. Mullenauer tracked it down. Jackson Center with the ball, a chance to win it. 25 seconds to go. New Bremen has simply blown free throw after free throw.
Oh, it would be over. They made a couple of free throws. This game would be over.
15 seconds to go. Fark gives it up on the play to Heitkamp, to Elkert. Fark at midcourt. 9 to go. Fark starts to drive. Pull up 17-footer. No good. Rebound New Bremen. Cardinals with a second remaining. What's been called, I think, a timeout?
Yeah, that was kind of a silly timeout.
1.2 remaining. New Bremen will get the ball way down here, some 75 feet from the basket. And we are headed toward a third overtime. 1.2 remaining here in the second OT. The shot by Fark was a pretty good one. Had a hand up in his face. He rose up from 16, 17 feet. Little too much length on it. It hit the back rim, squirted away. New Bremen got the board. Fortunately, the Jackson Center wasn't so zealous that the Tigers fouled.
Exactly.
On the rebound.
I'm running out of room. We're going to have to go to another scorebook.
What a game. 1.2 to go in the second OT. And I tell you what, we may wind up with our record-breaking listenership of the entire basketball season. Christian Netcast has just told me that in the first overtime, we had in excess of 2,500 joined.
Why would you? What else are you going to do on a Saturday night? Basketball in the MAC and Shelby County.
We are likely going to play three OTs. Now, it's important to remember that Camden Reese has fouled out. He played a heck of a floor game. He got a big goal for Jackson Center in this overtime period. Or was it in this overtime period? A big basket by Camden.
Yes, it was in the overtime, yep.
1.2 to go at the end of the floor. New Bremen will throw in. It's David Homan. Game tied at 50. Homan looks, still looks, fires to midcourt to Scheib. Scheib's 45-footer is off the clock. Second overtime concludes. Third overtime. And it's not sudden death. There's nothing special.
No.
We keep playing four-minute OTs, one after another. There is a curfew here at New Bremen. I think it's 2 a.m.
Yep, there you go. And my curfew is 1 o'clock. Jackson Center, 11 of 14 from the free throw line. New Bremen, 3 of 13 from the free throw line. They have missed their last 7 free throws, including the front end of 2 run 1-and-1s.
My goodness gracious. Well, we saw the Fort Laramie girls misfire after misfire on Thursday night. It happens. It just happens in the moment.
Yep.
These games get so tense and tight. But give Jackson Center credit. The Tigers were seemingly on the ropes, seriously, late in the third quarter, down by 10.
Well, yeah, they've got a struggle here. I mean, Reese, I know he's not going to get any votes for player of the year, but boy, he is an MVP on this basketball team, handling the ball, playing great defense, scores when he needs to, good free throw shooter. He's a terrific player.
Yep,
and he's sitting over there with 5.
Yep, very well said. Camden Reese is fouled out. Reed Platfoot, the sophomore, jumps center to start the third OT, and the Tigers get it. Got to make sure the crowd to our left doesn't sit on our hot spot. They're close to it.
Yeah.
That would knock us off the air.
Yeah.
That would be a disaster. 20 seconds gone, third overtime. 50-50 tie. Jackson Center, New Bremen. Here's Fark at midcourt. Fires a pass to Mullenauer, right wing. Enters the lane. Gives it up left corner to Heitkamp. Shoots it long. Weak side rebound, New Bremen. David Homan on the run. David Homan walked. It wasn't called. Shoots a shot on the go. 10-footer, wild. No good. Rebound tip, flat foot to Mullenauer. Handoff on the play to Fark at midcourt. Good defense by Jackson Center in front of Homan on his last drive. 35 feet out, it's Fark for the Tigers. We played a minute in the third extra session. 50-50 deadlock. Grant Elkert's got the ball 30 feet away. Elkert's big three tied it up at the end of regulation. Here is Platfoot to Elkert, 35 feet away. Elkert hangs on, dribbles, weaves to Fark. 2:40 to go, third overtime. Fark starts a drive against Homan, rises up, shoots, and hits! He hits! 18-footer by Fark, just in front of the three-point stripe.
Yep, put a foot right on it, but nice jump shot.
52-50, Jackson Center. Right wing, David Homan, reverse layup, tipped on the arm. Foul called. I think Heitkamp got him. David Homan to the stripe, and that may not be in New Bremen's best interest. He just is not hitting free throws very well.
Missed 6 in a row now.
2 shots for Homan. It's good. He switched it.
That'll make this one easier.
Hooray for David Homan. Walked up to the stripe, shook off the misses, and pumped it through. Second one is good again. We're tied back up at 52. 2 minutes, 22 seconds to go in the third overtime. Fark across the center line. Goes to the foul strike. Looked like he was hacked on the arm. Shot wide left, no good. Rebound, Reed Blackfoot. Foul over the back, New Bremen. Couldn't tell if Reed was fouled or that ball was cleanly deflected. But the Jackson Center will take the double bonus. Ball in the hands of the sophomore.
Yeah.
2:10 to go, third overtime, 52-52. Blackfoot shoots. It's good. He swished it. 53-52. Jackson Center by one. Scheib in for offense for New Bremen. Bambauer out. Second shot. Reed Blackfoot dips the knees. Swish again. Both of them were pure as can be. Right on the money. 54-52. Jackson Center leads by two. 2 minutes to go, third overtime. Holman's got the ball, dribbles between the legs. David gives it up far left corner. Now Tiemann, 35-footer, 35-footer. It's good! Wow, wow. Aaron Tiemann, longest shot of the night. Ice water in his veins. 35-footer. New Bremen up one, 55-54. A minute 38 to go, third overtime. Here's Heitkamp, here's Fark. Cross court, Elkert. Mullenauer in the corner. And we got a shoving foul. Holman went for the overplay and the steal. And he barged into Mullenauer. Every free throw from here on, double bonus.
And another reason for what you run into with Camden Reese.
Yep.
That's Tiemann, that's how Tiemann got that shot.
Mullenauer shooting. Short. It is in and out. In and out. He lipped the rim. New Bremen still by one. 55-54. A minute 31 to go. Third overtime. Mullenauer again on the way. Good. We're tied at 55. And we have a temporary break in the action. The official has spotted David Holman with a limp in his gait. He's got a Charlie horse or a gimpy ankle, can't tell, but he's got to leave. So David Holman on the bench, shaken up for New Bremen. Camden Reese on the bench, five fouls for Jackson Center.
Yeah, it looked like he might have gotten a cramp there. He's trying to rub it out, or maybe a bump on the knee.
Here comes Scheib up the floor to Ike, tied up, 80 seconds to go, third overtime. Here's Tiemann. Tiemann's 40 feet away. Two steps in from there. He made one. Last possession. We're down to a minute 12, a minute 11. Fans in front of us, we can't even see very well.
I wonder if there's anybody has parents here.
55-55 tie. Tiemann on a drive, works into the corner, goes baseline, and then circles the wagons out on top. Gives it up to Cooper Scheib. Far right side to Tiemann. 52 to play in the third overtime. 55-55 deadlock. Jackson Center backing off. Here comes Fark on Tiemann. 10 team fouls each way. Scheib on a drive. He drives and lost the ball. It's rolling, out of bounds. New Bremen fans up in arms. It's given to Jackson Center.
There's no doubt that Elkert fouled him at least twice going to the basket. No call.
Clearly contact on the play, and it might have been the contact, Chuck, that jolted the ball loose.
Absolutely.
Rough game to officiate. It's tough because it's so rough.
Yeah, well, we thought it might be this way, and I think it's played into New Bremen's hands a little bit, the officiating.
Here we go.
Not that they've been bad, but letting them be physical.
Third overtime, final 26 seconds, tied up at 55. Mullenauer, left wing, Elkert, long three ball. Good! Grant Elkert, 27-footer, Jackson Center by three. 12 seconds to go. Timeout, Cardinals.
Wow.
Grant Elkert with the three at the end of regulation to get the game tied, to force the first OT, and then a big triple right here late in the, what is this, third overtime?
This is the third overtime. I think it's like 14 seconds to go. It just seems like we've been here for 3 or 4 days.
Grant Elkert, ice water in his veins. Who would have thought, Chuck, he'd let the ball go?
Well,
he had all the confidence in the world. It was dead center. It hit the rim, but it was pretty daggone perfect.
That is not the prettiest three shot you'll ever see in your life. He does not have great form, but boy, can he make some shots, especially deep.
Well, he has made two crucial ones here tonight to try to bail it out for the Tigers.
Well, their game against that last game against Rusi, he had four threes against them.
Yep. 58-55. We're going to settle in and check out the scoreboard clock, 11.4. I think if you're New Bremen, you've got to screen for Tiemann somehow and shoot a triple.
You got to shoot threes. They have no timeouts left. I don't think you guard the inbounder again. I think you find out you got to know where Tiemann is. Other people can shoot the three, but you got to know where Tiemann is. Don't let him tie the game up.
A good observation, Chuck. No more timeouts for New Bremen. Far side of the floor, inbounding is Saylor for the Cardinals. On top to Ike. Ike hands back off to Saylor. To Ike, 30 feet away. Tiemann from near midcourt. Off the rim, no good. Ball loose, 1 second to go. New Bremen throws on the arc. Deflected, but Jackson Center. It's over. It's over. Jackson Center Tigers survive and win a thriller. 58-55. The Tigers defense, the last 11 seconds, was so daggone good. Tiemann could not get within 40 some feet. He was on the New Bremen Cardinals logo,
yep,
much closer to midcourt than the top of the key, and he had to airmail it toward the rim. It caught iron, but then the ball was in the paint. Scrap for it. New Bremen tried to kick it back out to the arc. Time elapsed, and Jackson Center wins a road thriller, 58-55. What a fantastic triumph by the Tigers here tonight over New Bremen. Oh, boy. Photo finish. Heart stomper.
Yeah, boy, that was one that you thought was lost. And, boy, that's what the number two team in the state does. They pulled it out at the buzzer.
Matt Chuck, let's take a look at our final numbers. I got to give you a minute.
You were going to say, I have no idea yet.
let's take a two-minute commercial break.
All right.
So I can catch up with my voice, so you can catch up with the scorebook, and then we'll return a two-minute break. Jackson Center, in unbelievable fashion, triumphs in three overtimes over New Bremen here tonight, 58-55. On scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Welcome back here to New Bremen High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee.
I'm still Chuck.
We both have recuperated from this fantastic finish here tonight. Three overtimes. Jackson Center victorious in the end over the New Bremen Cardinals. Final tally, three OTs. Jackson Center wins 58-55. Tigers trailed fairly late in the third quarter, but 10-36-26. Finished with a flourish, a Grant Elkert triple late in regulation, a Grant Elkert triple late in the third overtime. He tied it at the end of the fourth and then won it late in the third. Jackson Center with fantastic defense got some help from the Cardinals, who just could not cash in at the stripe, and that's where the game in the end, Chuck, was won and lost.
Yeah, they Jackson Center 14 of 18 from the free throw line, 9 of 10 in the second half. New Bremen 5 of 15 from the free throw line. They got a terrific basketball team. They're going to be a tough out for anybody in the tournament.
That's a number 2 seed in the Northwest D4 district.
I've seen them. I've seen Marion. I'll play Marion all day long and before I play New Bremen now.
Yeah, I tell you what, New Bremen, they have shirked the shoulder pads. They're in their basketball unis. They've now had 19 games under their belt.
Yep.
If there's a better 13-6 Division IV team in the state of Ohio, I want to find out who it is.
Well, I mean, David Homan had a terrific game. He missed some free throws, but other than that, he was terrific. Team, and what range that kid's got shooting threes, and they got help from all over the place tonight. They were terrific. Homan had 20, and Tiemann had 12. They got 8 from Eink, and they got 6 from Zeller. Zeller didn't do anything after the first half. I don't know if I didn't remember him even taking as much shots in the second half.
Didn't play much.
On the second side, and I'm going to go with David Homan as my player of the game. On the other side, Mullenauer had 21. Spark had 19, 10 for Camden Reese, 6 for Grant Elkert, and you summed up his night. And I'm going to go with Fark and Mullenauer and Grant Elkert, because without his two threes, they lose this basketball game. So I think Clancy's can afford three tonight.
And I tell you what, Chuck, sophomore Reed Platfoot, 2 clutch free throws in the third OT. And how about the nifty passing, the real good feeding from the wing down low by Heitkamp, another soft Lucas Heitkamp, a couple of real good dishes. Boy, he fed the ball neatly. That Camden Reese, when he was on the floor, was phenomenal tonight, offensively, defensively, facilitated, ran the show, and was on Tiemann much of the evening.
Yep. He did. He's just a terrific basketball player. He plays it all, and like I said, no player of the year because he doesn't have the flashy stats offensively, but my goodness, I would choose him pretty high up if I was picking a team.
Jackson Center victorious tonight. And not one overtime, not two, but three, 58-55. Clancy's underwrites our postgame. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And welcome back here to New Bremen. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. I know it's a cliche. It's one of those games no one deserves to lose. You go three overtimes, one club's going to wind up with a point or two more than the other. A three-point made shot by Grant Elkert of Jackson Center, the difference, and the Tigers survive and nip New Bremen 58-55 in triple overtime. Chuck, you said it best during the break. If this kind of a game won't get you tournament ready, nothing will. Hats off to New Bremen. The Cardinals played splendidly. Jackson Center just made one more play right at the very end of the third overtime session.
Well, New Bremen is going to, you know, okay, it's a loss and it stopped their winning streak, but they're going to get a lot of good out of this. They're going to have good film. They're going to have good coaching points. They make a couple of free throws, and this doesn't even go to overtime.
Right. Yep. Well said. I want to give kudos to three new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Realty 2000 Group in Sydney, the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000 Group, the region's household name. We're locally owned. We are your neighbor. Realty 2000 Group, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that is second to none. And there's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Pickwa, and Troy. You see, we've got what you need, whether you are looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account. With modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, it's Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving the communities of Sydney, Pickwa, Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, and Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center. Allen Ball, an independent insurance firm, offering coverage through several companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, for example. You might say that Ohio Mutual retains the small-town location and values on which it was founded. It's a leader in the property and casualty insurance industry. Give Allen Ball Insurance and Greg or Ryan Woolley a call, 937-596-6712, 105 East Pike Street, doing business in Jackson Center for 55 years. In person with a handshake. Stay in touch with our scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll update you on future games. Tuesday night, we're either here for the Fort Loramie boys against New Bremen, or we're at Marion Local, the Fort Loramie girls against the Flyers. That decision will be made sometime on Monday. Closing thoughts, Chuck?
Well, if we do, first of all, Chad Welsh showing what a glamorous job athletic director is as he's up there with the leaf blowers cleaning up the stands. That's just what good administrators do. Secondly, we come back here Tuesday. I'm sitting on the top row up here getting away from those little kids. And third, what a terrific day of basketball. Woo. I mean, I'm exhausted, but what a terrific day of basketball.
51-46, Fort Loramie girls win this afternoon. Big upset over Findlay Liberty Benton. Fort Loramie led probably 30 of the 32 minutes and won at the 5. Clearly outplayed the state's number 10 ranked team in girls Division II.
But they were missing Aaron Kraft, so I think that hurt them a little bit.
Tell you what, Chad Wells, he's my favorite athletic director because he laughs real hard to every one of my horrible riddle jokes.
Well, that's just because he's a nice guy.
And here in the nightcap this evening, it took 3 overtimes for Jackson Center to nip New Bremen 58-55. It was a thriller. A lot of heroes. Grant Elkert, Camden Reese, Jace Mullenauer. How about Heitkamp, the sophomore at guard? He was dynamite. Fark, terrific.
Yep. And I'll say this about Platfoot, not one of his best games, not really a very good game at all until he stepped up and hit 2 huge free throws in the 3rd overtime. So you just never know. You can have a bad game, but you've got to keep your head in it because you never know when they're going to need you. He wouldn't have been out on the floor if Reese hadn't fouled out.
Right. And Reed did not touch the rim on either one of those free throws.
No, they were terrific.
He squished them. Now, Grant Elker did touch the rim a little bit on his 2 made threes.
I know, and that's why he almost didn't get part of the Clancy's thing.
Stay with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Keep abreast of the website for our updated schedule for games next week. Again, on Tuesday, we'll have a boys game or a girls game from a site to be determined. Fort Loramie boys on the road, Fort Loramie girls on the road. Again, game site to be determined for Tuesday. Tournament draw tomorrow, boys Pickwood Division 4. Of course, D1, D2, D3 draws all over the region taking place tomorrow afternoon. And we'll be covering the Pickwood boys sectional, at least sectional semifinal games, maybe a few even earlier in the tournament. And boys and girls, D4, district, regional, state, and where we can slide in D3 and D1, we'll do that too.
Yep.
When the schedule permits. Thanks to our great online audience tonight. I think we were well over 3,000 IP addresses by the time we hit the second and third overtimes. Thanks to you for listening to ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer, bidding you good night from here at New Bremen, where Jackson Center has pulled it out of the fire, edging New Bremen in 3 overtimes, 58-55.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. GOFFENA. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson
Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. SCORES. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.